Today we're up to Testament Beis. We'll just give a quick chazar in Testament Beis and Testament Aleph. We had said that there's a brayse that said that the only difference between the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur and the Kohen Gadol and Yom Burns of Parah Aduma regarding different precautions that are made is that for Parah Aduma it's a prisha l'taira and therefore his brothers cannot touch him, and Yom Kippur is kedusha, they could touch him. Those are the only nafkaminas. So obviously not calling Chaninas Kana Kainim, well, there's another nafkamina, which is that in Yom Kippur, the 7 days prior, you spritz him only day 3 and 7, and Parah Aduma every day. And the Gemara asked, I understand why somebody needs to get spritzed day 1, 2, and 3, because maybe
they're
day number 3. Maybe one is, well, one could be day 3 of when you became Tami, day 2, day 3, etc. And then day 5, 6, 7 could be day 7. But what's day 4? So the Gemara said, Eino Chanami, day 4 you could skip, just like we don't spritz on Shabbos either, because it's a Shavuos. So therefore, when you can arrange the schedule such as Parah Aduma, you make sure to start on a day that Shabbos is day 4, you keep it, you're stuck. Why is Lishchas Parhedrin given its name? Because people used to bribe to be able to get the Shteler's Kohen Gadol. Their job only lasted a year, they didn't live out the year, and they would destroy and rebuild that Lishcha, just like Parhedrin, and therefore it got that name.
Redecorated every year.
Yeah. We said people who used to buy Tvur for the Maratzim and resell it, so Truma Gedayla, they don't have to take off, because everyone takes off. My Sirishin and my Sirani, well, tell the Levim, tell the name to prove that it's theirs. And Trumas Maiso they have to give, because otherwise they'll die if they eat it. Regards to my Sisheni, since they're constantly being pressured to sell at a cheap price, we give them a pass. Yeres Hashem Taisif Yamim Shnaisu Shaim Tiktsarana. Mikdash Rishin stood for 410 years. They're only 18 or some say 12 Kehanim. Second Beis HaMikdash, which stood for 420 years, and you knock out 40 years of Shemin HaTzadik, who served as Kain, 80 of Yechon and Kain Gadol, 10 of Yishmael ben Pabi, and some say 11 of Elazar ben Chayasim, left with less than 300 years, and if you calculate the rest of the Kehanim that are left, each one didn't make it through the year. Yeah. Why was Mishkan Shila destroyed? Znus b'zayin kachem. Znus, the children of Eli HaKayin would delay bringing the carbon of a lady who had a baby, thereby delaying her from returning home to her husband. Levata pruvu, that's considered a form of Gilui Arayis. On the top of Testament Beis, b'zayin kachem, how would they mevazik kachem? The chesiv of the pasuk is as follows. The messenger of Eli's children would go over to a Yisrael who was burning a carbon, and he would say as follows, Gam b'terem yakdir nasachelev, before you actually burn the chelev, ubo narakoyin, and the child, the messenger would come, v'armel isha zevech, we tell the man who had brought the carbon, t'no basa litzles akoyin, give me the meat for the kain to roast. V'layikim b'mcha basa mavosh, he's not going to wait for you to cook it. Kim Chai, give it to him raw, like so to speak, we're doing you a favor, we'll take it right away. V'yemu elav, and the Yisrael would respond, Ha'ish, no, kate yakdirin, let us wait for us to burn, by kayoim ha'chelev, wait for us to burn the chelev, and then, kach luchach shatav nafshecha, and then you'll take the meat like you want. V'yemer, and the Kayin's Misharsim would say, loi, ki ata titin, give it to us now. V'imloi, and if not, l'kachti b'chazaka, when it take it forcibly. V'atihi chatois hana'arim g'day l'ma'id, the chet was terrible, as p'nei Hashem kine'etz, not so anosh l'minchas Hashem, they profane the minchav Hashem. Because really, they're not supposed to take it after till after Akhtar Simurim. They took it before. That was considered the b'zayin of the kachem. Now we'll discuss Chormin Beis HaMikdash. Correct, right. Doesn't mean milcha, right. Yeah. Mikdash Rishim Neimachar. Why was the first Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Negimul Dvarim, three things Shayibai. Avodah Zarah, Kilarai Shvichas Dam. Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk says, a terrible Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kikotzer Hamatza Mistareya. Which, what does that mean? My Kotzer Hamat Mistareya. Omrev Yechanan, Yenison, Kotzer Mataze. This mat, this Beis Hamikdash, is too small from as if there were two friends. There was the Avodah Zarah that Menashe put in the Heichal and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there was not room for both. And the pasuk continues. Yeah, that's, I think it's a little translation, yeah. The exact from the matzah, so where does it come from? What's the Shirish? See if you can find it. Really means to stretch out. You're stretching out. So the pasuk says, the Masechet is too small for them. What does it mean? Omer Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni ki mater b'yonis laikro, when he got this pasuk, he cried. As if there was enough room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer mandich sivir about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, koines kaneid me'ayom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathers the waters of the sea like a jug. If you look at the Radak in Tehillim, the pasuk says, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the oceans covered the world. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathered all the oceans in one place. Now how did he gather all the oceans in one place? The ocean area wasn't a lower elevation. They were all the same elevation.
The earth higher.
They miraculously stood up.
What? The water?
The water stood up. They gathered up. Didn't go past their boundaries. Later on, there was depression where the water gathered. But originally, the water world was flat. And therefore,
covering everything.
It was a nest that Hashem made. The water kindness, it gathered at a tremendous height. Then later, it fell into a depression. Yeah. So Ajbaruch was able to gather the water together. Nasa Masechet Tzara. Now it's becoming a Tzara, as if there's a Kohaif, so to speak. There's Chas V'Shalom, and there's a Tzelem, there's Avod Zara in the Mikdash. So now it's Avod Zara that Menashe had brought a Avod Zara into the Heichel. Gilraich Stachsiv. We're going to say the pasuk on Taich. Vatelchna and the 2 years going there, walk with outstretched necks, u misakre seinayim, which really sounds like they're motioning with their eyes. Holoich v'tofayif telchna beragleim tachasan. Let's see what those means. Now, yad gavu minaisin shayim mahalchis aruchs p'tzar kitzara. The tall girls would specifically walk next to a short girl to attract attention to themselves. I mean, they walked in a manner that men shall look at them. That's a cause of destruction. The next one, the pasuk continues. Tell them to his ground. They walk with outstretched necks. Shei mahalchus pekuma zekuva. They put their head in the air, also to attract men. The pasuk continues. Umisakris einoyim. What does that mean? Davamalyun kuchla einayin. They'll fill their eyes with makeup, heavy makeup, to attract the men. Holoich v'tofayif telchna. What does that mean? Shemahalchis ekev b'tzar gaidle. They walked very, very slowly. Their heel next to their big toe, so people could see them.
Baby steps.
They did it purposely, so people should notice them. Now the next one, every time you get to the Gemara, I'm stuck. Well, you know, it would seem that ladies shouldn't wear perfume outside. Look at the next words. Ubraglayem tachsana. What does that mean? Amr of Yitzchak shemevias mar vafarsim. They brought mire and balsam. Umanichem b'malnalein. They put in their shoes. They obviously put perfume in their shoes. They go to the bach.
As they walk, it's
good. Umahalchas b'shuk Yerushalayim. Look at the bach. They walk through the shuk Yerushalayim. Kshemagias eitzel bachur Yisrael. And they would reach the Bachar and Bayitas, they would stamp with their feet, umatiz nalem, and the smell would spritz out, and therefore the men would smell the perfume, umachnisen behen yetzahara, and they would put the yetzahara of znos into these men's hearts, ka'aris like a poison. And the Bach puts in the words, ka'aris ta'acht, like the poison of a snake. So they would over-perfume themselves, they got through the men, you know, make sure the perfume would get on them. So I say, when I get to this Gemara, I'm always stuck. L'chari would seem ladies shouldn't walk outside with perfume if they'll attract other men.
I guess here was Bidafka, they did
Yeah.
One when they put a little perfume, they really promised
it. It did, yeah.
Expand to the men.
Shvichas damim. There was a murder going on. Tachsiv, the pasuk says, a frightening pasuk. V'gam dam noki shafach Menashe harbim oid. Much innocent blood was spilled by Menashe. Ad shemilos Yerushalayim pay lapay. It filled Yerushalayim pay lapay from one end to the other. Now, we're going to go according to the Bach, and we're going to skip 1, 2, 3 lines. Elo, Rishayim Hayu. Actually, three lines down. Rishayim Hayu. During the Beis HaMikdash, the first space which there were Rishayim, El Shatalu Bitchayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but yet, they were Taila their Betachan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, also, they said, what do we have to worry about? You think anything will happen to us? The Shekhinah is in our midst. We have the Beis HaMikdash. We have nothing to worry about. Asad LeMikdash Rishon. That refers to Mikdash Rishon. Tichsiv. Roshah. The heads. B'Shoichad Yishpaitu. They judged with Shoichad. The Kehaneah. And the Kehaneah B'Michir Yairu. They gave a psak after getting paid for it. Meaning they judged unfavorably. U'Neviyah B'Kesav Yiksayim. When the Neviim, you gave them money, they gave nevuas. While Hashem Yishenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they relied and they said, "Hello, Hashem b'kerbeinu, Hashem's within us. Lo tavo l'nira, nothing's going to happen to us for Averis." That's what they used to say. Lefikach, hevi alein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gim l'gezeris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon him 3 calamities. Connect gim l'Averis shabiyadam, corresponding to 3 Averis that they had done. Shenemar, l'chein the pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Micha, because of Tzion Sade Techarish, Tzion got plowed over like a field. We call it in English a scorched earth palace, they believed. Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim, Ein Tia, was left desolate, it was in ruins. Varabayis, and the Harabayis, the Bomis Yar, was like the Bomis of a forest, mamish desolate. That was all during the first Beis HaMikdash. Now go back up to what we skipped. This is what the Bach does. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines up. The Bach dialed over there. Al Mikdasheni. This sounds reminiscent of today. Shayaiskim b'tayra. They were Isaac and Tyra b'mitzvahs. G'mils chasadim. Nei ma'achar. Why was it destroyed? Nei shahaisa by sinas chinam. That's sinas chinam. Well, I'm etcha to teach you. Mashash tsechetsu. The story of Kamsa bar Kamsa. Sheshkula sineschinim keneged shalosh averos. Sineschinim is as equal as the 3 big ones. Avodah zarah, gilirayis, ushvichas dam. Masha says because they're lost for money, they didn't act with nimer shur sadin. And when somebody ba'avol them in mominus, they went crazy. They didn't want to let things go. Okay, so someone did the wrong thing to your mom. No, let it go. They didn't want to do that. Now go down. We're going back and forth. Yeah, go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. The last of this size lines. Frek the Gemara b'miktash rish lahay b'sanaschinim. There was no sinaschinim in the first place. The pasuk says as follows: Migure el cherev. Migurim is like a lashon of dira. They lived by the sword. What does that mean? Hayas ami. Lachain svaik ayirech. What does that mean? Amar b'lazer. Elu b'nei adam sha'aychlim. They eat. They eat together, they drink together, like they're the best of friends. But v'darkin zezeh b'charvish ha'b'lashaynim. We should call they backstab each other. They stab each other in the back with their tongues. And when they're not looking, they speak badly about them. So you see in the Big Dash Rishon, they acted good on the outside, but really this is what they did. This was not the common folk. These are the heads. They acted improperly. D'chsev, the pasuk says that's actually the same pasuk. Ze'ak ve'helul ben adam, lashon of crying. Now what does it mean? He hoisa ba'ami. V'tanya ze'ak ve'helul ben adam. Yochel akol, do you think all of Klai Yisrael were active in the Sechinim? Tamal loymer, he b'chol Nisi Yisrael. Only amongst the Nisi Yisrael, the ruling class of Klai Yisrael, they had this. But the rest of Klai Yisrael is doing okay.
So both things were Nisi Yisrael.
Correct, yeah. So, Mikdash Rishon, they had Gilarai, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. But there's no Sinaschinim except for the ruling class, let's call it. Mikdashani, what was Bailet, was the Sinaschinim. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozdam, Shavai, Rishainim. Mikdash Rishon Nizgala Vainam. The Aver was Nizgala to all. They did Averis. And the Masha, I think it's the Masha that says it, or others say it. There's two ways that some people act. Some people, their Avas Hashem, and the Leif Hashem is inside. You only notice their Averis. But really, there aren't wonderful people inside. That was Mikdash Rishon. Niskala Avoinim. The Avoinim were outside. But inside, there's such a Hav for Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's another trial in a minute. Niskala Kitzim. So 70 years was over. Achrayim, you have other people the reverse. On the outside, look like great people. But inside, they're not really interested in serving Hashem. Shaloi Niskala Avoinim. Loi Niskala Kitzim. Whereas a Marsha is Medamo. Why is a Ganav worse than a Gazlin? A Gazlin, what does he do? He steals people out in the open. He meets you and a hold up and takes money from you. He's not afraid of you. He's not afraid of Hashem. That's Mikdash Rishon. They did have Averis in the open. But okay, they couldn't control themselves. No. Mikdash Sheni, they were afraid of people. So outside, they didn't show their Averis. Inside, they kept their Averis. That's like the Ganav. They were no Yer Shemaim. Therefore, it was much worse. Amre Yeichanan Taifat Siparnin Sharashainim. It's better than nail of the early Dairis. Make Kresh Shalchan. A nail, you'd think a nail has no use for it. But the worst of the earlier Dairis are better than the Kresh of the stomach, which has use to it, than the later generations. Amre Shalch Shadirab, Achroid Abadifi. I have to have Dikachim Malchus. Even though they have the Gayim subjugating us. Kaski Betaira. Amre Bir Techiach. Look, who got back the Beis HaMikdash? The Aver of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash ended up being rebuilt. Second one, as of yet, we still have not seen it. Shechazlu Rishonim and Chazlu Achronim. Shalos Reb Elazar. Rishonim Gedolim Achronim Gedolim. Who was greater? The people during the first or during the second Beis HaMikdash? Amlub Tnu Enecham Bibir. Look at the Beis HaMikdash. And you see, the first Beis HaMikdash, they got it back. The second one didn't. Ekedam Yarmulam Eidecham Bira. Now what's this to Tnu Enecham Bibira or La Eidecham Bira? What's the difference? The Nevukia Griv says as follows. The destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash was a very big difference. He says, the first Beis HaMikdash, the roof got destroyed. The foundation, the walls were still there. The second Beis HaMikdash was to say, Aru Arad Yisaidba, it's completely obliterated. So therefore he said, Eidei Chabir, look, you see there's nothing left of the second Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash was still something there. The walls were there. They had to rebuild it. They had to fix it up. So that's what it is to the Tula Shinus. Reish Lakish have a sochid biyarden. Reish Lakish was bathing in the Yarden. Oser Rabba Avchana Yav Layad. He gave him his hand to take him out. Omele told Reish Lakish as follows. This is the way they greeted him. And he said, Elakos Anichulucha. Hashem hates you Babylonians. You didn't come up in Me'ezra. And because you didn't come up in Ezra, and there was only a very small number of members of Klai Yisrael came up to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash, I believe it was 42,000, so the Shechina was not Shaira in the second Beis HaMikdash like it was in the first, and therefore ended up being destroyed. If you all would have come up, the Shechina would have been Shaira, and the Beis HaMikdash would have remained. The Siv, the Pasuk says, Im Choy Mihi Nimna La Tiras Kesef. If it's like a wall would have been built, like silver walls. And Dalasi, like a door, not Salaloch Ares, it's like a board of cedar. So he says as follows. If you would have gone up there to saw like a chayma, like a wall, everyone would have gone up. And Klaiso would have been like a wall. They wouldn't have been afraid of the Gaim. There have been so many of them. But Lisim Kolchem Ezra, you all would have gone up during the days of Ezra. And Mshalto Kikesav Klaiso could have been like silver. Shein Rekav Shailot, by the rat cannot be Shailot. And we wouldn't have lost the second Beis HaMikdash. But Achshav, Shalisim Kedlosis, you want like doors, a door, you have two doors, one's open, one's closed. So, only half of us went up, or less than that. Mshalt and Keres, you like cedar. Sharek of Shailot, by the wreck of the rat is Shailot. My Erez, what does it mean Erez? Why we Nimsha like cedar? Amrula Sasmager. Sasmager is a worm that eats out the wood. My Sasmager Amr, a worm that eats out the wood. Termite, yeah. Well, no, Rash is a worm. A termite is not a worm. It's an ant. Well, maybe it's a Lashon Mushal. I don't know. Omer Rav Baskal. that during the second Beis Hamikdash, all that we had left was the baskel. So let's say you have a door, you have wood, and the termites eating it up. You have a little bit of wood left. The second Beis Hamikdash, what did they have? They had baskel. That's all they had left. Kedesanyo, Mishameisu Nevi'im Hachroinim, Chagei, Zechayim, Malachi, when the last Nevi'im died, Nistalkura HaKodesh, Mi'Yisrael, Vadayim, what was left, Toi Mishtam Shem Baskel. Good. End of the story. As an aside, they say that Timonim didn't go up to Mikdash Sheni, and Ezra cursed them, forever they'd be poor.
What?
Forever they'd be poor.
What?
Forever they'd be poor.
Timoni.
So there was a Timoni in Gaman, at least next to me, Yeshiva. I asked him, is it true? He said, yeah. He said, but they cursed Ezra back. And he's not buried in Eretz Yisrael for that reason. Yeah. Interesting, huh? Sefekta Gemara, Reish Lakshmi Mishtoi Bahadi Rabbi Rav Chana. Reish Lakshmi would initiate a conversation with Rabbi Rav Chana. It doesn't mean he would have talked to him, but to initiate a conversation about trivial matters, he talked to him in Torah, but he wouldn't initiate conversations. Umar Abalaz, Demar Dari Yisrael, he was the head of Eretz Yisrael. Will have Mishtoi Reish Lakshmi Bahadi, Reish Lakshmi would not initiate a conversation with him if it wouldn't involve Torah, certainly in the Shuk. Why not? Demand a Mishtoi Reish Lakshmi Bahadi, somebody to whom Reish Lakshmi initiated a conversation in trivial manners. Yavli Iske B'lei Sadi, you know he's so trustworthy, you could give him, you could do business with him without any edim. So Bahadi Rabbi Chana Mishtoi, Amra Papa Shodig Avri Beinayu, put someone else in the story. Either Reish Lakish Uziri, Oi Rabbi Chana Hava Rebbe Lazar. Switch around the story. Kioskemed Rav Yechanan, when this story was sent over to Rav Yechanan, Reish Lakish told us over to Rav Yechanan, Amalei Nanana, Lav Hanatayma. That's not the reason why the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed. Even if everybody would have gone up during the second Beis HaMikdash, wouldn't have gone up. Inam, the Beis HaMikdash would have been destroyed. Inami Saliku Kuli Me'ezra, Le'ahavo Sharya Shechina Mikdashayni. The Shechina would not rest in the second Beis HaMikdash. Dechsev, Yafta Likim Le'yafes, Vayishkan Bo Le'shem, which means, Afal Gav, the Yafta Likim Le'yafes. Even though beauty remains for Yafes, but nevertheless, Eina Shechina Shari Ela Bali Shame. The Shechina could only rest in the tents of shame. So therefore, Eina of Klaisel gone up. But Mikdash Rishon was built by Shleim HaMalach, come from shame. Therefore, the Shechina lasted. Mikdash Sheni was not built by shame. It was built by Yafes, by the Persians. So therefore, the Shechina was not able to dwell, and not because everyone wanted to come up.